This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The sale of the not-for-profit community hospital system Mission Health to a national healthcare corporation is underway in Western North Carolina. Mission Health is negotiating a contract with Hospital Corporation of America, which is a for-profit hospital system. Another merger is also underway in the final stages in Western North Carolina. Duke LifePoint is selling its 8 hospitals in that region to Apollo Management Group, which is a private equity firm. Lily Knepp is a reporter who covers Western North Carolina for Blue Ridge Public Radio, and she joins us from Blue Ridge Public Radio right now. Welcome, Lily.
It's a pleasure being here. Frank, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Give us a bit of history about what's going on with the sale of Mission Health.
So this is something that's been going on for about a year now. They've been in a due diligence process with a for-profit HCA. And we're looking at hopefully the final lap to a contract actually being on the table in September. And this is something that's going to have a huge impact on the region for Mission Health because they cover about 18 counties and really the 8 to 10 western rural counties that I cover, which have very small population and have about 6 regional hospitals.
A lot of concern when Mission Health first began to kind of buy up some of these other facilities, particularly in far western North Carolina, about what was going to happen and whether there'd be consolidation. So there's been concern around Mission Health really from its inception, right?
Absolutely. One of the big thing that happened about a year ago is Angel Medical Center in Franklin closed their labor and delivery unit, which really gave a lot less access for women hoping to have children having to go to Harris or Asheville in their Mission Center there, which is about 200 miles away, so it's about an hour and a half. So that access is really something that people are concerned about.
And now Mission Health is selling out. Mission Health, a not-for-profit, selling to the for-profit HCA. Tell us about that.
HCA is one of the largest healthcare companies in the system. So people are really concerned that being a for-profit entity is going to change the way that the regional hospitals do business. A lot of people in the region have a lack of access to insurance or on Medicaid, and that really makes these hospitals not as profitable. And so that's something that they're worried about when a hospital is looking to hit that profit margin.
Yeah, and you have to ask yourself why a for-profit institute, because we know that rural healthcare is it's not a profitable business. That's part of the problem and why rural health care for people who live in that area is such a problem to begin with. So why would a for-profit company want to buy into that situation in that region?
I think the rural hospitals are really looking for that infusion of capital in the region. They need that money in order to stay afloat. And so I think big hospital corporations see it as a lot of potential to go in, maybe reorganize and cut costs because of their access to more companies and just, cheaper products because they are larger. And so they're hoping that they can reorganize and bring things together. But rural areas are really worried that they're going to consolidate those services that are available, so like Angel Medical Center, not having labor and delivery. And so then having everyone go to Mission. And that makes sense from a profit standpoint because there is a smaller population in that area. But from a care standpoint, it's not really what people need or what they want to see.
Right. And Mission Health's Board of Directors announced the creation of something called the Dogwood Health Trust. What's that?
Absolutely. That's Mission really is trying to help people be less afraid of this for-profit entity. And so they've created a non-profit foundation that they say about 90% of the profit of the sale to HCA is going to go to that trust and then be redistributed to the regions, to the local communities. And they actually announced this week that they're going to give $15 million each to the 6 regional hospitals in the area and have those set up to foundations to be able to support the local communities.
I understand, though, that there's now some concern about the makeup of the board of directors of that foundation, right?
That's right. They just announced the board this week, and most of the people so far are centered in Buncombe County. So Buncombe is where Mission Health Center is, but rural people are concerned that if that is where most of the board members are from, they're not going to be represented on that board, and they're not going to get the money they need for the issues that they are most concerned by.
All right. Well, obviously, this is an ongoing story, and we will stay in touch. Lily, thank you for your reporting.
Thank you so much.
Lily Knepp is a reporter who covers Western North Carolina for Blue Ridge Public Radio.